Today, we want to look at this thought. When God's word is used, it produces life, health, and prosperity. When God's word is used, it produces life, health, and prosperity. The word of God proves itself by transforming us and working miracles in and through us. John chapter 6, verse 36 says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." That word is from the lips of Jesus Christ. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh does not profit anything. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. What does that mean? It means when you meditate upon the word of God, life and health and healing is released into your body, because the word of God is spirit and life. The greatest proof that the Bible is the word of God is its life-changing, miracle-working power. The word has the ability to totally transform you into the person you've always wanted to be. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, "For you have been born again." This is so important. "For we have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring word of God." You are saved because of the word of God. Listen, by the instruction of the word, by the instruction of the word of God, we are born again as new creations. Because I believed what the word taught me about salvation and acted on it, I became a born-again believer. My life was totally changed by believing and doing the word. That's the reason I'm saved. That's the reason you're saved. God's will, purpose, and promises are all revealed through the word. Salvation is by faith in God's word. Do you believe if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive your sins? 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." How do we know that? It's the word of God. That's how we know that. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, "And then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word produces no so faith." Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. By the way, if you pay attention, I almost can guarantee you that God will quicken one of these scriptures to your heart. And write down the reference. If you don't get it, come to me or Stephanie or Leonard, one of us after church, and we'll get that reference for you. Look it up and try to get in the same translation that I gave and memorize it. If God speaks it to your heart, you want to be able to keep it in the midst of your heart. And the only way I know to do that is to memorize it. In Hebrews 11:1, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." My whole life, people say, "Well, Barry, just believe God. Just believe." How do you just believe God? You can't just believe God. You have to have something to believe. The word of God. You believe the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If it says you're saved, nothing else matters. You're saved. If you met the conditions, you're saved. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How do we know we're forgiven? Because the word says he's faithful and just to forgive us. If he's faithful and just, we're forgiven no matter what. No matter how you feel. You may feel very, very lost, but if you confess your sins and put your faith in him, you're not lost. You can't go by feelings, you go by the word. If you're going to make it to heaven, you got to go by the word, not by your feelings. Sometimes I feel saved. Sometimes I feel me as a junkyard dog, but I'm still saved. I may need to repent of some things. If you act like a junkyard dog and bite somebody, you may have to go apologize and pay the doctor bill, or whatever. But you're still saved. Can you say amen? You just need to repent for what you did. Why? Because the word says he's faithful and just. The word of God produces faith, which is a no-so evidence on the inside. I know I'm saved. I know I'm born again. I'm a new creation in Christ, even though I don't always act like it. Most preachers won't admit it, but most of us have days we don't act like it. Now, Chuck, he's probably perfect. He looks perfect. You're not perfect? Okay, keep looking like it. The word is called imperishable. Imperishable seed. The word, the sower went out to sow, sowed those seeds. And the devil came immediately. And the seed on the wayside, he grabbed it up to keep them from being saved. I'm telling you right now, we need to, if best as much as we can, eliminate all distractions from our services, because the devil wants to use something to steal the word so you never get it. Amen. The word is called imperishable seed. It continues to produce daily. Every time you think about it, every time you quote it, every time you read it, it's working. Well, I don't feel anything. You don't go by feeling. So, Isaiah 55 verse 10, "For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty." When Jesus said, "My word is spirit and life," that means it's spirit and life, and it means if you'll get it inside of you, it will produce a harvest. It'll produce faith. It'll produce miracles. Because his word does not return void. It's spirit and life. I finally got two amens without having to ask for them. "So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without," King James says, "void." So I wind up a lot of times reading one translation and quoting King James on top of it. "Without according to what I, without accomplishing what I desire. So will my word be," now get this, because this tells you how powerful the word of God is in your life. "So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing that what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." Listen, when we are speaking God's word, we are speaking his desire. Amen. For example, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to bless you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." That's God's desire for you. And you need to speak that every day. Or speak something from the word of God like that every day. "I know the plans I have for you, Barry Coverson. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to bless you today. Plans to bless you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Even though you're 110 years old, I have a plan for your future." Somebody say amen. I was joking a little bit about being 110, but it doesn't matter how old you are. God still, unless God tells you differently, he has a plan for your future. Amen. Dolly Parton's 80 years old, and she just opened up a whole new truck stop kind of thing, kind of like Bucky's. And they asked her, "Why are you doing this?" She said, "Because I can't leave it up to Beaver." Remember the TV show? Leave it to Beaver. That woman was sharp as a razor blade. When we're speaking God's word, we're speaking his desire, and his word will produce good results. I'm blessed coming in and blessed going out. That's what the Bible says. "Well, you don't look like you've been blessed." Well, by faith I are. Or be blessed, I am be blessed. When we are speaking God's word, we are speaking his desire, and his word will produce good results. Don't go around saying things like, "I'm a failure, I'm a goofball, you know, I'm dumb, I just can't make it." You're really terminating God's plan for your life, because that is not what God said. What God said was, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to bless you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." What are you going to believe, your mouth or the word? God's word will produce great and mighty things. I grew up an old poor country boy. People school making fun of me with the way I was dressed and everything else. And so Sometimes I still have a very hard time of really speaking good about myself. Yay. But you got to learn to speak the word. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I'm not just a dumb country boy. I can do all things through Christ that enables me to do so. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes this loser to be a winner. Can you say amen? Leave the loser part out. That always causes me to be a winner. God's word will produce great and mighty things, but it requires that we meditate on it, get it in our hearts, and speak it. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Remember John 15, verse 7 from last week? If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. But when you get the word of God in you, you're not going to pray anything contrary to the word of God. If you're full of the word of God, you're going to line that prayer up with the will of God. All prayer is based on God's word. You have to have something to believe, something to stand on, something to rebuke the devil with. Devil, it is written. Even Jesus Christ used the word to defeat the devil. He was the Son of God. But he also was fully man, fully God, and so he had to operate the way we have to operate with the word of God. And you need to know enough scripture to say it is written. And before you leave here today, you need to have one scripture. You just got one, that'll carry you a long way. Because it's spirit and life. It's life and health to all your flesh. Psalm 119, verse 46. You see, I really believe that. Can you tell I really believe this? Because I've been working in my life for years. I don't preach stuff that doesn't work. Now, of course, you have to serve God, be obedient to God. You can't just, you know, you can't run a gang to rob banks. You know, you have to obey God and live by the word of God. Psalm 119, verse 49, remember the word unto thy servant. Listen to this. Upon which thou hast caused me to hope. No matter how bad things may be, the word of God will give you hope. And when you begin to meditate upon the word, it becomes more than hope. It becomes faith. It becomes a substance, evidence inside of you that you know that God has got this thing and you're going to make it through. You can have a no-so revelation that you have won the battle. You see, the word often is our only hope. And boy, many times I would have given up if I didn't have the word of God. You have to have hope. Verse 50, this is my comfort. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Quickened, what does that mean? Quickened means to produce faith. That's where my faith comes from, for healing and deliverance and restoration. Faith, come out here and preach. Faith, quickened means to produce faith. Life, it can produce life and healing and restoration in your body. And it can produce revelations in your head so you'll know things, that you'll know what you need to know to be successful tomorrow at work or whatever you're doing. The word also talks to us. Very often I'm reading the word of God, I hear the voice of God over top of the word because it is his word and his spirit and life. Verse 19, Psalm 119 again, 92. Verse 92 of chapter 119, Psalms. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I'm going to tell you right now, strep throat would have taken me down if I hadn't gotten into the word of God. Amen. And believed it and started getting healed every time the devil tried to put that on me. You can't really preach and be in intensive care or in infirmity or whatever in a doctor's office all winter long. You can't have strep throat all winter long and preach the gospel on Sunday morning. Somebody say amen. And so I have that word, healing word in me that no matter what the devil tries to put on me, I get healed, man, before I walk out here and then I can preach. But it's because of the word of God and what God taught me, Matthew 8, 16 and 17. Think what you will, but it is the word of God. Verse 93, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. You see, his law contains promises. And sometimes it's like this, if your law had not been my delight. Well, it really means Word of God, all the Word of God. But the law is the first five books of the Old Testament, books of Moses. And in those books are great promises, even in the Old Testament law. We all live by the law. Well, Jesus Christ fulfilled all the legalism of the law, but we still get to keep all the promises. Listen to this. Exodus. How many of you know that's one of those books? Listen. Exodus 23, verse 25. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Wow. I quote that all the time. They was trying to put something on me. I said, Lord, you said if I serve you, you're going to take sickness away from my midst. Now take this away. And he takes it away. And I come out and preach. He says, if your law had not been my delight, I would have perished because of strep throat, you know, and other things. Verse 93, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have enable me to preach every Sunday, no matter how much the people pray, to preach every Sunday for 47 years plus. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. This law contains promises. So you shall serve the Lord your God. Now, if you're not serving God, you can't claim that. If you're not living for Jesus, you can't claim that. But if you, with the best of your ability, if you're obeying the Lord, doing what he's called you to do, you can claim that. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Even the word from the Old Testament law enables me to believe in miracles, to believe for miracles. Why? It is the word of God, even though it's in the Old Testament. And when it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, it's talking about Old Testament and New Testament. When it says, you know, that all scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable, it's that is talking about the Old Testament, because when that promise was given, was that Paul? Anyway, the only scripture they had was the Old Testament. So the Old Testament is the Word of God. But the legalism of it, the sacrifices of animals, the circumcision of the heart is in place of the circumcision that men had to go through. And so Jesus fulfilled all of the legalism of the law, and now we get to keep the promises. If you'll serve me, I'll take away from the midst of you all sickness. Well, you know the devil's going to try to bring it anyway. That's what confuses people. You still live in a demonized world. Did y'all miss that series I did on spiritual warfare? The devil's always going to come steal and kill and destroy. But where you win is when you know your authority. You say, no. The Lord said he'd take this away. And devil, you're not putting it back. So you've got to know all of it. And that's why you need to be in these services every Sunday. You need to know all of it. And I preach a great variety. I have to use some of the same scriptures because I only got one Bible. Somebody say amen. But they're applied differently. The Word of God has caused me to have great faith, me personally, hope and revelation. The psalmist, as I just read, says, your word caused me to hope. If you're not reading the Bible, then what? The Word of God works for us. Now, I got three special passages I want to read, among other things. But I quote these three almost every day. And I don't look up and read them, I quote them. Now, here again, you don't have to quote them. You can write them on 3x5 cards. Keep in your pocket, put it out and read them. However you do it, it's your business. The Word of God works in us when we meditate upon it in prayer. Three major passages teaches us the value of meditating on God's Word. Proverbs 4:20, you hear me quote this, but as you can see, I'm using it differently today to show you that it really is the Word of God. It really is powerful. And because it is the Word of God, got to do it. My son, my daughter, attend to my words. Incline an ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. How do you do that? Keep the word in the midst of your heart. The only way I know to do it is, I have said, I meditate on it till I memorize it. And then when the devil shows up, I use it like Jesus did. Satan, it is written. I keep it in my heart because it's memorized. Verse 22, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. This says the word of God is life and health to my flesh. And what do? We have a big Bible and leave it on the coffee table to collect dust. It's not going to work on that coffee table. It only works if you meditate on it and get it in your heart. Faith is a substance, an evidence, a no-so that comes from the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. You see, God's word is life and health to all our flesh. I'm telling you right now, I believe that with all of my heart. Most of the times I have been healed were when I meditated on God's word. Now, I believe in laying hands on people. Many of you have been healed when I prayed for you. I've really by now hundreds and hundreds of people been healed when I laid my hands on them. But about every time I've been healed is meditating on the word. Amen. It's life and health. And Jesus said, my word is spirit and life. Can you make yourself believe the word? You need to have a talk with yourself. Say, self, you're going to believe the word. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. That's the second one. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have a good success. This says prosperity and success come from meditating on and speaking the word of God. You see, we're required to speak the word, meditate on the word, and do all the word. We get so hung up on the don'ts, we forget the do's. Somebody say amen. This is talking about doing the do's, praying and fasting and going to church and meditating on the word and speaking to your mountain and speaking to demons. Do the word. Do it. Quote it. Keep it in the midst of your heart. We're required to speak the word. God's word can make us prosperous and successful in life. It says, observe to do according to all that's written therein. God's word can make us prosperous. Observe to do according to all that's written therein. And then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have a good success. When you begin to know the word, speak the word as Jesus did, it is written. Begin to stand on those promises, like with his stripes some healed. You can have great success in your life based on the word of God. How do I know that? Because I've been living that. At least for 50 years, and I'm only 49. You say, well, how in the world could that be? Well, I liked that year, so I just stayed there. I've been 49 for decades. Hey, it's a good confession. Well, I'm just an old, dilapidated old man. No, I'm 49. Can you say amen? Actually, I feel more like 29. How do I look? No, don't answer. Sometimes you don't want to use the truth. So just shut up. Don't say anything. And here's the third one. Oh, pay attention. The first one says, my son, attend to my words. Incline the ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart before the eyes. You need to be able to read it. You need to be able to hear it. And in the midst of thine heart, memorize it. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Second one, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. That means you need to be speaking the word. Well, I just feel so bad today. This hurts, that hurts. Speak the word. I have my days too. But your ears need to hear, with his stripes I'm healed. Your brain is programmed to give you what your mouth says. Even if you weren't even a Christian. That's the way we're made. And doctors will even tell you. Those who people are already down in the mouth all the time, they have a more difficult time to recover from sickness than those who are positive. Your brain responds to your mouth, and when it is the living word of God and your brain hears that, that has to make a difference. And I know it makes a difference for me. And I still run at my age. I ran a mile yesterday. I try to run a mile every other day. It was two, but I'm using my age as an excuse to slow down a little, which I really don't have to do. But it just saves a little time. Can you say amen? But I say, the Lord's the strength of my life. The Lord's the strength of my life. Get out of my way, devil. The Lord's the strength of my life. Yay. That's a scripture you can memorize. Let's try it. The Lord is the strength of my life. I'll give the reference on that later if I don't preach so long I don't have time. Whoa. Man, it's getting late. Say that with me. Say it again. Say it again. Really mean it this time. Feel better? Why not get up in the morning and just quote that one if you can't remember anything else? Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And then Psalm 1, chapter 1, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's that word law, but it means all the word of God. But if you just meditate on the first five books, there's enough promises in there to carry you. You know, great promises. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Devil, turn these pages loose. Stuck together. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The law of God includes great promises. This says his delight is in the law of the word of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Listen, he meditates in the word of God day and night, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I quote that all the time. My prosperity may not look like other people's prosperity, but I'm blessed. Can you say amen? I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out. This says that if a person meditates in God's word day and night, whatever they do would prosper. The problem is most people can't even make themselves believe that. So they don't meditate on God's word. As I said, as teenagers, I dub dog dare you, you know, to really start spending some significant time meditating on the word, memorizing the word. Do it. Bill Gothard started meditating on God's word when he was in high school. He had been a loser his whole life. He flunked every grade. They just put him up. Now, this is his testimony. I don't know exactly what's become of him, but I know in 83, I was actually a sponsor of one of his big seminars. And I went to that seminar, and we had 3,000 people there, and he wasn't even there. It was all video. And he told this story. He said, I flunked out every year until I got into high school. And then someone had taught him about meditating on the word. He started meditating on the word 17 hours a week. And he went from a total loser to graduating with honors. Amen. It's what it says, cause you to be prosperous, successful. And so I had memorized quite a few scriptures. I was a spirit-filled preacher and meditating on the word, but his challenge took me to a new level. I began to really memorize scripture. And what I would do, I'm gonna teach you something here, change your world. I take little 3x5 cards, and like today, hearing the preacher, if you have scripture really grabs you, you get that reference, and in my case, try to get the same translation, and write that on a card and put it in your pocket. And what I would do, I would go to McDonald's, get me a greasy burger, and sit there, read that card until I thought I had it memorized. Then I would take, how many know at McDonald's they give out free stationery? Napkins. So I'd take a napkin and write out that scripture. And then I would try to say it from memory. Then I'd go back to the card to see if I got it right. Then I'd try to write it again. And then I would check what I wrote with the card. And I kept doing it over and over until I had that thing memorized. And that's how I memorize most of the scriptures you hear me quoting. And you can do the same thing. Well, I'm not very smart. Well, I don't claim to be very smart either. But the Word of God will make you look smart if you're smart enough to do it. You have to be a little bit smart to do it. Amen. And so that has really changed my world. You can do it too. Spend time in God's living Word because it produces success. Am I telling the right, Michael? Everything he's done in his business has been based on the Word of God. And you see these signs, Cross Space Ninja, God gave him that idea. How many think God's got one idea, at least one good one for you? But if you're going to get it, you got to spend time meditating on his Word and praying. And believe, why? Because you got to have the scripture to chase the devil off. Devil is written, get out of here. I'm believing God to prosper me. And Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, this word from God has given me confidence to tackle unbelievable things. Poor country boy, had no confidence at all, made fun of in school because they didn't like the way I was dressed. You know, we didn't have the money to dress up fancy like a lot of the kids did, even way back then. But as I continued to say it over and over, day after day, it became a no-so in me, so that today I really believe that with Christ Jesus, I can do anything. Anything that's godly, anything that's in the will of God, I can do it. Well, you don't have this, you don't have that, you weren't the valedictorian. I can't even say it. Valedictorian. But it didn't matter. I have quoted that over and over, and God has helped me to be successful in everything I put my hand to. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. This book of the law shall not depart of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, to observe to do according to all that's written therein. Then thou shalt make the way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Any believers? Any believers? Say that with me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Say it again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Say it again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now let's go back to that other one. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is the strength of my life. Is that up there? There it is. The Lord is the strength of my life. Say it again. Again. Boy, I believe that. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. A lot of people my age can't even get out of bed. Okay. But the Lord is the strength of my life. Let's all stand.